listener production.
Concerns from SACOS, fatality-free Friday today, and looking ahead to some local footy. Good morning, it's Amy Ross with the Limestone Coast local news update. The wet weather continues across the region today. We're heading for a top of 14 in Mount Gambier and 15 in Robe. More hip pocket pain for South Aussie households with power prices set to rise from July 1. An increase of up to 22% is expected, and SACOS CEO Ross Wormsley says it's disappointing.
It will come as a big issue for many households. We know across South Australia there are already people who are rationing their energy use. They're in the middle of winter, they're living in cold houses.
Club presidents from the Cowrie Narracourt Tatiara League have voted unanimously to reject the proposed Sandful Southeast Football and Netball competition restructure. The proposed changes would see the Western Border League split and absorbed by both the KNT and the Mid-Southeastern League. The K&T League believes the additional four sides could threaten the survival of some of the current clubs and has officially rejected Sandful's proposal. At this stage, the 2024 season will remain a 10-club competition. We have the power to change our behaviour. That's the message from road safety groups today on Fatality Free Friday. New data shows there's more aggressive and unsafe drivers than ever on our roads as the road toll continues to rise. Russell White is the CEO of the Australian Road Safety Foundation. He says everyone using our roads needs to take note.
Half the drivers reported that they're speeding or they're using their mobile phones. And of course, not just drivers, it's also pedestrians and cyclists and motorcyclists that are also engaging in some of these unsafe behaviours.
To entice some student nurses to continue their careers in the southeast, two local health groups are teaming up to spruik some on-site accommodation. The Millicent Health Support Group and Health Advisory Council are currently upgrading the Spartan accommodation for student nurses at the local hospital. The two groups want to create an inviting environment that provides a positive experience for the student nurses. The current facilities are nearly 60 years old. More people are signing up to be a part of this year's Limestone Coast Landscape Board's feral deer eradication program. Compared to last year, there's been a 40% boost in sign-ups. Stephen Bourne, General Manager of Limestone Coast Landscape Board, says community sessions next month will update residents on the growing program.
People probably get a surprise as to how far the deer are expanding and just the numbers that we've been removing. We've removed over 2,000 just this autumn.
The sessions will be held on the 13th and 15th of June in both Penola and Kingston. And after 3 months of closing its doors, the Millicent Salvos will reopen next week. The store closed due to staff shortages, but is now ready to welcome the public back through its doors following some upgrades. Looking ahead in Mid-Southeastern footy, Round 7 gets underway tomorrow. Hatherley is taking on Tantanoola, Port Macdonald is playing Kalangadu, Glencoe is up against Nangwari, Kongerong will play Mount Burr, and Ladder Leaders Robe have the bye. And the Pioneers are back at home again this weekend, taking on the Raiders. The women are on the Wollunder Court at 6 p.m., followed by the men at 8.